This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is another episode of Ethan's Thoughts. This is episode 4, I believe, which is quite exciting considering that means it's been 4 weeks, which means it's been a month since I've started Ethan's Thoughts. And I have no desire to slow down. I'm just having a blast. I just get on here and talk. But this week's episode is going to be kind of interesting, a little bit different. Someone requested this, and I thought this would be something that some people would be very interested in. So today, we're going to go through a day in the life of Ethan on Ethan's Thoughts. And so I hope you guys enjoy this. I'll see you guys in the episode. All right, here we go. This is it. This is something that I feel could be beneficial to some people. And that is a day in the life of Ethan. So it would actually be very boring, I feel, if I just told you my day in the life, my typical day. But I feel adding some insight of why I do what I do might give a lot of explanation for those who wonder why I am the way that I am. So again, if you like this episode, by all means, follow the podcast. I put them out every Thursday, and I'm always receptive to ideas. This topic today was presented by someone in the community. I didn't say who because I don't know if you're supposed to ask for permission. I don't know any of these things. So anyways, we're going to do a day. I'm not going to list every single day because that is just really annoying and weird. We're just going to do like a typical day. Or if I had a schedule that was the same every day, such as work, this is how I would want it to be. So here we go. So I wake up, and the way I calculated when I wake up is I took the time I wake up every single day of the week and kind of like created like a middle ground. I think it's called an average. So I would wake up about 7 o'clock or 6:30. I'd wake up. I would immediately, boom, work out. I would exercise. I'm an exercise man who takes care of his temple. Sydney really encourages it. So I do these little workouts in my room. I got these weights in here. And I work out a bunch of different things and feel pretty refreshed. Then I'll drink one of these little protein drinks to kind of try to enhance my physical strength, you could say, which I used to actually not work out. That just joined my schedule into the summer. But last year when I ever had to move a dresser that I've moved many times in my life, and I couldn't without some assistance, that was when I learned I need to probably do better. So I work out. I do these little things. Then after I finish my little chalky drink, my chalky milk, I hop into the shower, and that is the awakening of the mind. When I'm working out in the morning, I'm not thinking. If I'm thinking, it's the most random thing in the world. Like, do I have a sock on or not? And I'm just kind of out of it still. I don't really wake up till I have a shower. So when I take a shower, I awaken the mind. I prepare myself for all good possibilities and bad possibilities in the day. And I do these little stretches in the shower because I have a big shower. Take that, everybody. It came with a price, though, actually. I used to not have a shower. I had to shower in someone else's shower for like 3 months. Anyways, so after that, I will then hop into, after the shower, I will hop into the Bible time, which is I do that every day. And I write about it. And then I have a group of guys and then an individual separate from this group that I will share what I've read with, kind of just sharing with each other each day. And it's pretty nice, you know, which is, I stress that's important. I think something people should adopt in their life, reading the Bible. And after that's done, I will eat breakfast and I get to eat the most amazing breakfast of all time. This cereal. This cereal is my cereal. A little backstory on the cereal before I reveal the cereal. I had some as a kid. Loved it. And it gets discontinued. I mean, I would consider it one of the saddest days of my life whenever I actually discovered that it was discontinued. There was a period of time it was, and I didn't know yet. I would just think, man, I'm looking for this cereal. Where's it at? Then I got access to the internet. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's no longer a thing. So years go by. Years. I think I went all through middle school and high school without eating this cereal. Maybe just high school. And I'm in college now. This is, I think, fall of 2020. I'm with Sydney. We go into a neighborhood market, Walmart, on Red Wolf, the one next to the B-Dubs. Yeah, the B-Dubs one. And lo and behold, there's one box of this cereal, and I hold it up, and I love it, and I just cherish it. And that is S'mores cereal, Kellogg's S'mores. There is another brand of S'mores that is fake. That is the fakest of fakes. We all don't like fakes. That is fake. If the person that made it somehow ever stumbled upon this podcast, you are a disgrace. But Kellogg's S'mores is the best. And I found it and I loved it. But there was only one box and I looked online and it was not even supposed to be there. I don't know how it got there, but it was there and I ate it. Year and a half goes by. And I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Specifically, I'm in Clarkston, Georgia, for my Jensen trip. And I'm there with my team, Katie, Olivia, Sarah Alexis. We went to the Decatur Walmart. We're getting some groceries. And I think nothing of this day. Just this is a normal day, a typical day in my life. And I walk in. And I saw 8 boxes of s'mores on the shelf. 8 boxes. So what did I do? I got a box. See, that's where I just lied to you. I just said I got a box. I bought all 8. I bought every single box off the shelf. And then I came back all summer, and they actually were kept supplying it. And I looked up, and it's back. Cereal's back. So since they are making more, I didn't buy out the shelf the rest of the summer, but I would buy multiple boxes at once. And I would eat this cereal for breakfast, for a snack in the afternoon, and before bed, probably. And so 3 bowls a day, practically. And I go through a lot. So I got to buy like 4 boxes at a time. And they now have this cereal at the neighborhood Walmart on Harrisburg. So if you want to try it, go there. Shout out them. No endorsement. Wait, it is endorsement, but not. Anyways, I eat s'more cereal every day for breakfast. It is a bad day if I don't. So then I'll get up and I'll go to class. I'm actually going to class this semester. I didn't always go to class. I didn't just skip class to where like I'd fail, but it was not too hard for me to, I guess, miss class, but sometimes it was. Like sometimes I could understand when I don't need to miss, but on the classes like I feel like you could miss, I would take those chances and miss them. But right now, I'm not. I'm doing a pretty good job. This is my last semester of classes, by the way. That's crazy. This is it. I will be done sitting on a desk and hearing lectures unless I go and get a master's. That's undecided. But I'll eat, go to class. I'll kind of just do my thing in class. We'll have our lunch break. And let me tell you, lunch is where it's at. I feel like that is, I'm a social butterfly. And some of my classes, if you know some of my inside details, I like the classes, but some of the people in the classes, we're not besties, as my sister would say. Yeah, we're not besties. But I am fueled on social. I'm a social guy. It fills me up. So I get that at lunch. So sometimes I'll go to lunch at 11 if I can. I'll eat there till 11:45, 12. And I'll go sit in the grill till 12:30. It's a whole different audience. Why? That's the time I check in with people. Yo, what's happening? What's good in the hood? That's what they said in high school. But I would just socialize, be filled up. Boom. That's why I'm always better after lunch. And actually, as soon as I'm done making this episode, I'm going to go to lunch. So after lunch, sometimes I have some more classes. Most of the time I go to work. And I forgot actually one big detail that I do in the mornings, but I'm going to share it now because I also do it when I'm getting in the car going to work. But I have to have daily motivation, daily hype. So the number one motivator I have is the heavenly word of God. It is something that kind of keeps my head straight. Does not kind of, does. But I also have a song. I have a song that just gets me like, yes, I can do this. I can conquer anything. And I think that's important. I think it's important that we all have a song that's like our confident song. And mine is Who Says by Selena Gomez. When I hear that song, I could be the next president of the United States. It goes like, who says you're not perfect? The Bible, but I ignore that part. Who says you're not worth it? Who says you're the only one that's heard it? Trust me. It's a good song. That song is the bomb. And it just gets me hyped up. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, who says? Who says? And I'm not saying that song contributed greatly to this, but I actually have this mindset. It's kind of a curse sometimes. That I really don't have. I have sometimes so much self-confidence. I really don't have appropriate wording for it is care for people's opinion of me. And so this song keeps me focused in that mindset. I don't care what people think. Who says? I'm Selena Gomez. Just kidding. She is. I'm not. But I listen to that song every day, and then I listen to it when I go to work. It's like, all right, here we go. Here we go. So 2 times a day is really, I don't do 3 times a day because if you do 3 times a day, then you overplay it 2 times a day. So I go to work, I do my job to the extent of my ability some days based on my attention span. I'll, some days when I can, try to snag a little dinner with my hun, my darling, the one who has to put up with me. And I know that everybody's like, oh, Cindy, we're going to pray for you. You got to spend your life with Ethan. But I got to spend mine with her too. And let me tell you, love her to death. Cindy, love you to death. But one of the greatest challenges is picking somewhere to eat. She puts me through it. We're in a marriage class right now on Sundays, and we are really putting these things to test. And 99% of it's when we're trying to decide what we want to eat. Hey, do you want this? No. Do you want this? No. Let's go here. How about here? Do you want this? Yes. I already said that. Well, I changed my mind. These are the kind of things. However, I won't deny that she has more to put up with than I would have her have to. She is a one-of-a-kind special woman, which is why she's the most amazing woman. But I'll see her when every chance I get a chance to. a lot of times we'll eat a little something before I have to head back to school. I'll head back to school. I'll either do some homework or have a self-care evening. What does self-care evening look like? Well, I come into my room and I'll play I won't play Who Says, but I will play other songs in general that kind of like just kind of like chill me out, you know? And whenever I'm chilled out, I will then I'll play a video game that I like. My actual best mental health care video game is Minecraft. You can sue me. You can laugh, but it is. That game keeps me sane. I go and tend to my cats, Mr. Doodle and Starpaw, I think is what I named her. Yeah. I just get on and take care of them. So that's it's like a stress reliever thing. So most of the time I'll come in, set like an hour and a half alarm and just chill. Then I'll go back to doing some schoolwork. Sometimes I get myself in social interactions and scenarios where now I'm busy till 11 o'clock. Those aren't always the best whenever I have homework, but they happen. And then I go to bed. I try to get 8 hours of sleep every day. I heard everybody has different hours of sleep. I one time asked a bunch of people, when do they go to sleep? And every answer I got, most of them was like 6 hours of sleep, 7 hours of sleep, 7.5. And I tried all of them. I'm not even kidding. I actually tried them. I tried to get 6 hours of sleep for 2 nights in a row, maybe 3 nights. And then I tried 7 hours, 7.5. Doesn't work. I got to get 8. So I'm trying to. If I know I can sleep in, then I'll stay later. But when I have those like 6 o'clock days, I try to be in bed at 10:30. Call me an old man, but it's just who I be. But that's my day. It's kind of not that interesting, but someone asked me recently, and other people have actually mentioned like what my normal day looks like. Not for a podcast point, but there you go. But if you want some advice from Ethan regarding your day, be confident. Have an overwhelming amount of confidence for yourself. That's up to you and the Lord of how humble you are. Because confidence does not equal pride or arrogance. You can be the most humble person in the world and have the most confidence in the world at the same time. So remember that. How humble you are is between you and the Lord. I advise you be humble, but that's between you and Him. But confidence, be confident. Go do it. You can do anything you want. Not in the sense of like whatever Disney Channel says of do whatever you want, but like just be confident in your ability. So that's some words of encouragement. I hope you guys enjoy this little simple episode. I hope it's not too long because this wasn't the most ideal episode, I guess, but I kind of wanted to make it. And you know what? People can give their feedback, and I do listen to feedback about the podcast. However, I don't really have a desire to become famous with it. People have been giving me advice to like try to help grow, and if that happens, it happens. This is my podcast. This is just a way for me to speak my mind. And just wait till I got an episode coming out in like 2 weeks. Just wait. But if you did enjoy it, follow the podcast. It's pretty cool. If you're on Spotify or Apple Music, it's on both. And I hope you guys enjoyed. Have a good weekend, and I will see you guys later.